Good morning.
Eddie. Good morning. Anybody on?
Good morning, Mr. Steve.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
So how's your weather out your way, Betty?
Oh, it's beautiful. How about with you?
Well, we're having heavy overcast skies today and a little bit of snow flurrying as we're walking down the street here. Great start for me.
Those snow flurries need to go. We're really into spring here at this point. It's going to be 70s all week, so.
We had that part of last week. In fact, it was over the weekend. It was in the 80s, I think. But that's supposed to be very warm today.
I hate those drops like that when you just have a day or so. Good morning, Steve and I.
Good morning. This is Anita.
Anita, how are you?
All right.
Good, good, good.
Ruth sent out a really cute picture yesterday that I put on the blog last night. It shows two corn cobs. One just regular non-generic or non-GMO. A cob that's almost totally has almost all the corn off of it, and one that's generically engineered shows that very little of the corn has been taken off of it. So even, she says even the birds and squirrels don't like it.
I believe that.
Well, isn't that interesting? You know, within the past 2 days,
Monty,
that said that we need to stay away from pretty much all corn at this point, that it has absolutely no value because so much of it has been altered. And that's kind of scary because it's such a staple in homes, and it's the one veggie that kids eat all the time and you have no problem with, and it's like, wow, this is getting so way out of hand.
It is.
And did I hear Monty join us?
Yes, you did. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. I wasn't right on time myself, Monty.
Okay, Monty.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, I was watching Dr. Oz last night and, yesterday afternoon, and he had a Mark Bittman on. Did any of you see that?
Yeah, I did.
What was your take on that? His new book and his whole thing is vegan until 6 p.m.
Yeah. So you're truly not vegan at that point.
I was like, what is he really saying? I don't get what you're saying here.
Well, if you do that, you at least are getting a lot more fruits and vegetables than you would if you didn't. So.
Right. That's the only good part. But then after 6 o'clock, you can pretty much do what you want.
Right. That's what he was saying. So.
Yeah.
He loves
what was my reasoning behind that?
What do you think about playing like that? You didn't see it, Monty?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
I was going to say he lost some weight and he wrote a book, so.
Yeah. I was looking, researching a little bit about him, and it has about the author that he's one of the country's best known and most widely respected food writers. His How to Cook Everything books with 1 million copies in print are a mainstay of the modern kitchen. Bittman is a columnist for the New York Times, writing on food policy and cooking in the opinion and dining sections of the New York Times Magazine. But his background for this was that 6 years ago, he went to the doctors, and the doctor told him he should probably become vegan. Not exactly the words he wanted to hear, and certainly not what he was expecting. But he said this guy was his doctor for 30 years, and he at 57 had developed pre-diabetic, pre-heart disease symptoms typical to a middle-aged man who'd spent his life eating without discipline. So he said at this point his blood numbers, up to that point his blood numbers were fine, and now they certainly weren't, and he was 40 pounds overweight from what he had been all these years. He was complaining about sleep apnea and talking about knee surgery, which is a direct result of being overweight, and his cholesterol, which had always been normal, and at this point was not, and his sugar was not at this point. Everything had moved into the danger zone for him. He said a more conventional doc would simply put me on a drug like Lipitor or maybe a low-fat diet. But Lipitor, one of the statin drugs that lowers cholesterol, is a permanent drug. Once you start taking it, you don't stop. I didn't like the idea of that. Furthermore, its effectiveness in healthy people has never been established. It's also been implicated in memory loss and other cognitive complications. I didn't like the idea of any of that either. And at this point, low-fat and low-carb diets have essentially been discredited. They might help you lose weight, but they're not effective for maintaining that loss in the long term. And they
has arrived.
System. You know, I don't know about that. I have to disagree with him on once you're on Lipitor, you don't get off, because when I changed my lifestyle and how I was eating, I had been on Lipitor, and believe me, I stopped. So I guess when you look at it, whenever your doctor presents it to you, he's presenting it as something you have to be on for all of your life, but yeah, no.
Well, the drug companies would like that, but anyway.
Yeah,
I liked the first segment better. He had the doctor on that, and he was doing a cleanse, and people were feeling much better. It was just, it wasn't a total cleanse, but it part of the day they cleansed and the rest they didn't or something. I don't know. I need to go back and listen to that segment again.
Yeah, I do too, Onita. I just thought this was so bizarre to me.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you do this up until 6 o'clock and then drastically change it?
Yeah.
I mean, any condoning then is have whatever you want, but just watch your portion size.
Yeah.
That just seemed so bizarre to me. Like, what's the point? If you're going to do something to change your habits, then why not follow it the whole way through? Why would you mess up your thinking? You know, to me, I guess I'm not a type of person that can do the switcheroo like that all the time and feel happy and content in it. I need something that I'm going to just do and stick
right
with.
Well, you know, we should do with if all the expertise that supposedly this gentleman has. I would think what we should do on this call is form a author publishing club between all of us, and each one of us write a chapter on what we believe. And my gosh, we could sell millions of books.
You're right. Yes.
I'm sorry for that comment.
That's okay. You know, whatever we would come up with here would at least,
more than surpass what's being said by this Mark Pittman. I'm sure there are people that that are going to love the idea because it seems like it's a quick, easy fix, and I still get what I want out of it, you know, with some adjustment throughout the day to... I just can't see anybody sticking with this. I guess that's the thing. They're going to switch back to their old ways because it's going to be just too much to deal with the vegan part of it. So, but yes, I think there's plenty of knowledge here that could be shared and shared ever so nicely.
And have more validity to it than sounds like this gentleman has.
Indeed. So he, you know, he had a couple of recipes on there that, that would be, okay, that were the vegan part of it, the scrambled tofu with spinach and, tortilla snack crisps and such like. That would be more like what we understand, eggplant unparmesan. But that was the only benefit I saw with what
even
he had to say.
I was going to say, even his evening meal wouldn't have been bad. You just leave the meat out.
Right. Yes, that's exactly it. I think it's just the mental approach that's a problem for me with it.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like he is catering to... two classes, and I don't mean to put people in classes, but maybe I'm using the right word here, but it sounds like he's catering to people that want to eat after 6 o'clock and get that and have some sort of validation that they can continue to eat like that. And then it sounds like he's speaking to the vegan who during the daytime should eat the way that, you know, we should pretty much probably, in my opinion, what most of us all eat. It sounds like it's more of a marketing tool type of a book than it is more of a common sense approach to proper lifestyle and diet.
Yeah. Exactly, Monty. That's just exactly what I felt about it, too, that it's a good gimmick for selling the book.
Yeah.
That's right. They say follow the money.
Yeah. Exactly it. Anybody else have anything on that? Okay, on the other hand, on one of the emails that I got from Dr. Furman, he's talking about exercise and saying exercise is much more than just burning calories. The calories burned during exercise, unless you're a professional athlete, make up a very small portion of our total calories burned for the day. What we eat has a much greater influence on our body weight. So why should we bother to exercise? Because burning a few calories is just one of many benefits of exercise. So he goes into the heart, and regular physical activity reduces the risk of coronary heart disease and diabetes by 30 to 50%. When you exercise, your heart muscle is getting a workout too. Over time, the heart becomes more efficient, allowing the resting heart rate to decrease. Beneficial. Since a high resting heart rate is a risk factor for cardiac mortality. Regular exercise helps to increase production of nitric oxide, a key regulator of blood pressure. In addition to reduced blood pressure, this results in improved blood flow to skeletal muscle and the heart. And then for the brain, exercise is a natural mood elevator, shown to be just as effective as, and of course much safer than, antidepressant drugs. Physical activity has been consistently linked to cognitive abilities and mental alertness. In older adults, regular walking was shown to decrease the risk of cognitive impairment, and strength training also produces cognitive benefits. The next part of it is the whole body. Muscle strength is the best predictor of bone strength. Exercise protects against osteoporosis. Exercise is associated with decreased risk of colon, breast, and prostate cancer. And this is thought to be part due to effects on the insulin-like growth factor. Exercise builds up the body's antioxidant defenses. Exercise enhances sleep. Exercise protects against chronic inflammation. And as always, with Dr. Furman, there follows many references going back to each one of these, the heart, the brain, and the whole body. So just a little reminder that exercise isn't just for losing weight. Lots of comments?
That sounds good. I was going to say, but how did you get on his email list? I guess I've tried a couple of times and I haven't gotten on there, so.
Yeah, I think I just went into his website and subscribed.
Subscribed? I thought I had too at one point, but I guess I need to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not getting it, then there's something went wrong.
Yeah. No, I get the forks over knives and all of those, so.
Yeah, I has arrived. Anybody have anything that they want to talk about at this point in time?
Did anybody get that one I sent from Mercola's website on the trees that Monsanto's developing that are going to be sterile and take over the world?
Yes, Anita, I did get it, and thank you. I haven't had an opportunity to really sit down and read it, but did receive it.
It is a long. There's a long video on there, and it really does. Oh, it scares you.
Yes.
Yes, thank you for sending that. I'm the same. I haven't had time to look at it yet, but thank you very much. Appreciate those kind of things.
This is Mary Lou, and I don't know whether I got it or not, but I'll look it up and try to see. I don't think I did.
I may have to send that to you because I don't know if you were on the list that I sent it to. So
I possibly wasn't.
Yeah. I'll send it to you.
All right. Thank you.
I posted it on the blog last night, so the link is there and the movie and stuff, so and the article.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, Steve. As usual, you're always on top of these things. Anybody else? Any newer, different things that are going on with using your vital balance?
I didn't know. Has anybody gone into the? I just was looking at my website earlier, trying to get my auto ship changed around, and I saw this that said it was on Bible Balance. Have any of you gone in there? When I asked them, they said it was about an 8-page leaflet. Have you, anybody looked at that?
I haven't.
Whereabouts was that on your homepage or was
Yes, sir. It was on my homepage and I just hadn't gone to it. I thought it was something to order, you know. Like, you know, sometimes they have the flyers out like our catalogs or something else, you know. But he said that it was on the web. I mean, it's on the internet website there. Said it was very good information, and I just thought, well, I'll go back and try to go get to it, right through the library and the brochures or something, and read it. But he said it was an 8-page leaflet. And I didn't know whether anybody else had pulled it up or not.
I don't think so. I don't think I remember seeing it.
Well, I just didn't know that much about it, and I just thought I'd ask somebody if they did or whatever else. So, anyway, I will give you this little report. I had a lady come back yesterday, and I had shown her the vital balance a month ago, and she said, I've just got about, like, two more scoops of it left to do, and she was just really on it, and she just said it was great.
Well,
that's a positive, at least. And I tried to get her to go, you know, with enrolling or be a preferred customer, but she just said, oh, not right now. She just wanted to get another one of it and said it was doing her great, that her blue jeans were loose and that she was feeling so much better. And she's a school teacher or art teacher, and she said it was so great to have it there for her noon meal at school. And she said it was helping her with her arthritis. But I imagine anything will help. I mean, all that, I know that's true for me because you don't have the sugar in there for your, in your body to, you know, hurt you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we know as a group that there's nothing in there that isn't going to do anything but help us. In so many ways, and I think ways that we aren't even aware of yet will be coming along.
I think so,
too. I think
we'll
have a lot more information on that as people are taking it and just living every day and what it's doing to help.
Because this was, like you said, she'd done the 1 month, and so now we'll probably be getting more, or I'll probably be getting more responses for some of them. Some of them are still a little hesitant to try it, but I think through time, since they see the rest of us, they'll do it.
Yeah. You know, I did, Mary Lou, go back. I thought I had something that was pretty much 8 pages on the vital balance, and I think it's something that they do put out other than just have on the Internet, if it's the same thing as what you're talking about, because it is, you know, that balanced nutrition is only the beginning, and it has that black background with the figure in it and goes through all the medium chain triglycerides and enzymes and probiotics and all with the little blurbs and pointing to a specific part on the body. It has
I don't think I've ever seen that one like that. I haven't either.
Yeah,
did you get it? Was it printed out and sent from headquarters, or did you print it off?
I got off the website.
Okay.
Oh.
So, and it has information on magic MCTs. It says the anti-fat. It goes into that. It has another picture on here that's a green background with part of a body on it sitting in grass, and it's talking about weighty matters, some published studies on medium chain triglycerides, and you know, where to go back and look at it. It has a couple paragraphs on brain food and about detoxifying the natural way. And all of these have a little box on the page that is published studies on what they're talking about, giving you information to go back and check in other areas.
Can you either send the website to us or the article, however you've saved it? Either one, the website is just fine. Just click on it and copy and paste, you know?
Yeah, well, it's in NECAN.
Oh, it's in NECAN?
So
in the library? In the library, yes. You mean?
I believe it's in the library.
Well,
you should
take
it right off the Internet.
The
okay.
Shows the vital balance, and they have a picture of it that says learn more or buy now. And you click on learn more, and that'll take you. What it is, it's that NECAN now produces brochures that they will insert your name and address and any information you want in it. And the one I'm looking at is the one that she's explaining, and it costs about $58 for 25 of them, of the actual brochures that are all printed out with all your information on it, is the one I'm looking at.
Yeah,
Sorry.
That's
and
what
I
said.
I pulled up the print preview, and the print preview shows all those things, but also shows a sample is written all across each page. So you can print it off, but I don't imagine it would be
Yeah, mine doesn't have that. It doesn't have sample written on it. So maybe that is
yours. This one does that I'm looking at.
Send yours then, and maybe we can print off our own when we need them. I'd rather do that than send $58 right now to get the whole stack of them.
Yeah, I'll have to figure out how to do that, Char. I'm not too sure I know how to do that.
But what you can do, one of the things that you can try doing is when you hit the, it's either the file button that appears at the top or the edit button, one of them will say select all, and then do select all and see if it'll transfer to one of your documents. When you select all, then you can maybe get the copy button up. On my computer, I don't even have to go to, one of the things on the top. I can hit Control C and, or whatever your, I can't remember what it is on a PC. Mine's a Mac. But anyway, mine's Control C to copy on the keyboard. And then it'll, after you've selected it, it'll copy all of it. And then it will carry over to whatever your, Microsoft Word program is. And then you can hit Control. On my machine, it's Control V. It might be Control something else on yours. I've forgotten what all the stuff was on the other computer.
Yeah. Well, I'll try to do the best I can with that.
Don't spend a lot of time.
I have to make sure that I downloaded it and didn't just print it.
Okay. Anyway, don't spend a lot of time on it, because, you know, it's not something.
No, but you know what? They're all good things for me to do anyway.
Yeah. It's a learning, a continual learning curve on technology that we're up against.
Yes. I know it won't be today. I've got a busy day going on.
Those keystrokes are correct for the PC, too.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
I
have an Apple and I use a Apple for Dummies or something like that. My little book that guides me sometimes. Okay, we're pretty much to the end of the time frame, so anybody have anything else they want to discuss? Anything to touch on before we leave?
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, have a wonderful day, and go out there and do what you need to do. Be kind to people and to yourselves, of course.
Oh, don't forget the kickoff call.
Oh, that's right. There is.
Was it already mentioned? Don't forget the kickoff call. I don't know what tips they're going to give us or what they're going to tell us for the month. So.
Oh, thanks for the reminder. Absolutely.
Star, can you give us your password to get into that call for the President's Club, and that way we can listen to it earlier?
You know what? A lot of times they don't say squat about what I think they're going to say about anyway. No,
that
I can't violate that.
Door still open.
Are you
surprised?
That's right. Why would I be in trouble? Oh, you guys are great. Thank you.
Hey, Bonnie.
Have a great day.
Bye.
You all too.
Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.